Our first reading is Psalm 98, a psalm, which means a song which is sung to music. Sing ye to Yehovah a new song, for he has done wonders. His right hand and the arm of his holiness have caused salvation for him. Yehovah has made known his salvation. To the eyes of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to Yehovah, all the earth. Burst forth and sing aloud and sing psalms. Sing psalms to Yehovah with the harp and with the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the voice of a shofar. Shout before the King, Yehovah. Let the sea thunder and its fullness, the world and they who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap the palms of their hands. Let the mountains sing aloud together before Yehovah, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the peoples with uprightness. And then from the New Testament in the book of Revelation, chapters 14 and 15. And I saw, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written upon their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four animals and the elders. And no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000 who had been bought from the earth. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them who had victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing by the sea of glass, having harps of God. And they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, O King of the Holy Ones. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy. Therefore all the nations shall come and shall worship before thee, because thy judgments are made manifest. And then our reading from the Heavenly Doctrine is the same reading that is in the front of the Green Advent Songbook. So if you'd like to follow along, you may. This is the Arcana Celestia, 8261. That to sing a song denotes to glorify, and that thus a song denotes a glorification, is because in the ancient church and afterwards in the Jewish church, the songs were prophetic and treated of the Lord, especially that he would come into the world and would overthrow the diabolical crew, then raging more than ever, and would liberate the faithful from their assaults. And because the prophetic utterances of the songs contain such things in the internal sense, therefore by these signified a glorification of the Lord, that is, a celebration of him from gladness of heart. For gladness of heart is especially expressed by a song, because in a song, gladness breaks forth, as it were, of itself into sound. They who knew that all prophetic utterances involved these things heavenly and divine, and that these were represented in them, knew that the subject they are treated of is the damnation of the unfaithful, and the salvation of the faithful by the Lord, when he would come into the world. And then those who knew this, and meditated upon it, and were affected thereby, had internal gladness. The angels also who were with men at the same time in the glorification of the Lord, consequently they who sang and they who heard the songs, had heavenly gladness from the holy and blessed influx which flowed in from heaven, in which they seemed to themselves as it were to be taken up into heaven. Such an effect had the songs of the church among the ancients. Such an effect also they would have at this day. For the spiritual angels are especially affected by songs which are about the Lord, his kingdom, and the church. That the songs of the church had this effect was not only because by them gladness of heart became active, and burst forth from within, even to the utmost fibers of the body, and set these in motion with a glad and at the same time a holy tremor. But also because there is a glorification of the Lord in the heavens by means of choirs, and thus by harmonious music of many. And this also is angelic speech, is harmonious, falling into rhythmic measures. From this it is that the glorification of the Lord among the ancients, who were of the church, were performed by means of songs, psalms, and musical instruments of various kinds. For the ancients who were of the church had a joy that surpassed all other joys from calling to mind the Lord's coming and the salvation of the human race through him. Amen.